Vermont and Canada, especially Quebec, have long had strong ties. Canadians account for $150 million in visitor spending each year, according to the state. And in northern parts of Vermont, closer to the border, Canadian tourists often make up a significant percentage of local business. But that relationship has soured as President Trump continues to antagonize Canada. He's threatened to place tariffs on Canadian imports, which could go into effect this week. And he's repeatedly called for Canada to become the 51st state. But as Vermont Public's Brittany Patterson reports, the rhetoric is already causing some northern neighbors to cancel trips to the Green Mountain State.
The calls came on the same day last month, three of them.
The tone was all exactly the same.
That's Doug Klarner. He and his wife own the Burke Bike Barn, which offers rustic accommodations right off of a 100-plus-mile network of mountain biking trails in the Northeast Kingdom. Since opening in 2012, Klarner estimates about 30% of their business has come from across the border, including the callers, who told Klarner they weren't coming this year.
In fact, one of them wasn't even a cancellation. It was just a repeat customer who just wanted to tell me, even though they weren't booked, they've been coming for years, and he just wanted to let me know that given the political climate, he would not be returning, even though he loves Kingdom Trails and he loves the Bike Barn.
Trump's rhetoric around Canada and the threat of tariffs have pushed some Canadians to fight back. They're using their pocketbooks and boycotting U.S. goods and travel, including in Vermont. For Klarner, that's meant losing $4,000 in business.
Trump did his thing and they called and said, Doug, we can't do it. You know, and that's fine. I don't blame them.
Traditionally, Vermont and Canada have shared a close relationship, both culturally and economically.
40 to 50% of our business originates out of the Canadian market.
Steve Wright is the president and general manager of Jay Peak Resort, which is located just 15 minutes from the North Troy border crossing. Before the political morass, he says Canadians were already having to make tough choices about visiting. Canada's currency is weak against the dollar, and reduced hours at some border crossings aren't helping either. But Wright says Jay Peak's connection to Canada runs deep. At one point, the ski resort was even owned by a Canadian company.
You know, there are neighbors, obviously, and there are friends and there are co-workers in some cases.
In early February, Wright posted a message on Facebook noting the abrupt change in the U.S.'s posture toward one of its strongest allies and acknowledging that it's putting some longtime visitors in a tough spot.
We simply wanted to say, listen, we have empathy for the fact that it's a difficult decision that Canadians have to make as to whether or not to stay in country, as their prime minister suggested, or to come and visit what, you know, feels an awful lot like home to them.
Jay Peak won't know the final impact until later in the season. But based on the responses to the post and cancellations, some Canadians are staying away.
It doesn't seem like a foreign country to us. It's just another country. It's just our neighbor. And it's a little bit alarming to see how quickly things can disintegrate, frankly.
Jeff Lawson is with the Lake Champlain Chamber. For years, he's helped market Burlington, which is less than 2 hours from Montreal, to Canadians. The state estimates 750,000 Canadians travel to Vermont each year. That dropped significantly when the border closed during the pandemic, which was a hit to local Vermont businesses. Now that things are more normal and the immediate post-pandemic travel bubble is softening, Lawson was once again hoping to appeal to Quebecers to spend time in Vermont.
Now all this political climate in Washington is really sort of sinking us deeper into the hole when we were hoping to be making a comeback, you know, this year and next.
Most cancellations and outreach has been polite from Canadians, says Heather Pelham, the commissioner of the Vermont Department of Tourism and Marketing.
Folks are upset and they're frustrated. They don't really want to be in that position, so they're kind of holding out that olive branch that hopefully this will be temporary and we can get back to being friends again soon.
Doug Klarner, co-owner of the Burke Bike Barn, says he plans to tighten his belt this season. But his big concern...
I'm just hoping that when the dust does settle, they still come back.
That may get even more complicated if Trump's tariffs go into effect tomorrow. For Vermont Public, I'm Brittany Patterson.